In the April 15th letter, which was copied to the media, Katz advises that Powder should send the message when its legal efforts have been exhausted that it will work constructively with Vail and the town of Park City to see that Park City continues to have a third resort. Cumming has been accused of resorting to the so-called nuclear option if he loses this court battle. If he can't run the resort as we know today, then no one gets to. Katz's letter is apparently a reaction to the recent statements from the mountain resort, indicating that if it does lose the legal fight, it'll remove the ski lifts and towers from the mountain. PCMR has been very clear to let Vail know that it still owns the base area, the parking lots, and the water rights to make snow on the mountain, even if the majority of the property is controlled by Vail. In his letter, Katz says he understands Cumming's posturing during litigation, but advised Cumming to, quote, take steps to ensure we provide the best guest and community experiences possible once the lawsuit is behind them. Katz's letter doesn't make any new specific proposals since his last letter, March 25th, in which he offered to buy the Park City Mountain Resort's base facilities, but he does say that Vail is very willing to work constructively to maximize the value of that base property. Katz accused Cumming of causing unnecessary alarm to the town with his recent public comments in the midst of a legal fight in which the mountain resort claims its lease is valid until 2051. The lease holder, however, Talisker Land Holdings, says the lease expired in 2011 and it has since reached a new $25 million a year lease agreement with Vail Resorts to lease that skiable terrain at Park City Mountain Resort as well as to operate canyons. In an interview with KPCW last week, Katz, who was lampooned in this year's Park City Epic Follies, was counseled by one of the co-writers of the Follies to break bread with Cumming and figure this out. Katz says he welcomes the opportunity.
I would be happy to show up anywhere and at any time to to have some of that bread with John or anyone else. I think absolutely. I think there's no question that at some point in time, you know, we have to move forward. Some of this back and forth has to end, and it'll be time to, you know, for all of us to respect however this litigation comes out, move forward in the right way for the community. Absolutely.
In a prepared response, Powder Corp says Cumming will respond to Katz's letter promptly and in detail. The statement goes on to say that Powder has always welcomed the chance to negotiate a resolution to the dispute, and while, quote, we don't believe that exchanging letters in the media is the most effective way to reach any agreement, it's clearly Vail's preference. Powder notes that it's made several requests to both Talisker and Vail, offering to purchase the leased property for an amount that far exceeds its market value or lease it long-term for an amount that exceeds market rent. However, saying it wants to preserve the diversity and independence of the resorts, Powder will not agree to a Vail takeover because they say it would destroy the friendly competition that has made Park City one of the world's premier family ski destinations. However, Katz, in his letter, notes that there are numerous examples where one company operates two resorts in the same area, including Powder, which owns Killington and Pico in Vermont. If the court rules that the lease has expired, Katz says that PCMR will have no rights, interest, or role in the disputed terrain. This outcome, he says, is not a takeover of Powder's assets because he says it's not necessary for Vail Resorts to purchase anything from PCMR. Katz's letter also refers to both resorts and says, quote, while we would operate each resort separately, we would be able to bring the two ski experiences together by connecting the terrain and allowing PCMR customers to use both ski resorts on a single pass. While it's unclear who we refers to, it's likely we, Vail Resorts, would operate both resorts separately. Powder says they've always been willing to negotiate a connection between PCMR and Canyons along with a joint pass arrangement, and in fact was working to do exactly that with Talisker prior to the dispute over the leases. While Katz is asking for further discussion with PCMR, there's been no word from Powder that will happen, at least for now. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.